I can't believe they're gone. Have you said or even thought those words recently? We have. We've lost friends, loved ones, and people with whom we had the privilege of our journeys crossing in seasons past and our lives being woven together in ways over the years. Some passed from this life to the next very quickly, while others we prayed for through the unknown of what they faced, only to one day discover their healing came in a way we can't see on this side of heaven. One minute they are breathing, the next they are not. The shock of death is very real. The impact and ripples a life leaves behind are profound. Time seems to stop. You search for answers, why, and then you put one foot in front of the other to do the next best thing, because in that moment, you can't see beyond that next step. Grief sets in and a new normal, whatever that is, begins. This life is just a vapor. We are but a mist, here one minute and gone the next. Solomon, in all his wisdom, wrote in Ecclesiastes 7 that it's good to go to the house of mourning because death is the destiny of us all. Still, we live as if we're going to live forever and as if this day and all the to-dos and stresses of it matter way more than the condition of our soul and what is to come or what could be right around the corner that we cannot see. That's what Solomon wants us to consider. Today is the day of salvation. It's time to consider what road you're on. We are not promised tomorrow. Death continually reminds me of that as I look around and say, I still can't believe they're gone. I'm also made very aware of a day to come where many will be saying those words. I pray you aren't one of them. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. This mystery will happen so fast, it will be a shock for the world and those left behind. There have been times I've seen a shooting star in the sky, and it happened so fast that I even have questioned if I really saw it. A twinkling of an eye is even faster. The twinkling of an eye is the time it takes for light to enter the eye, reach the back of the eye, and be reflected back out. Light travels at 186,000 miles per second, so the twinkle is about 1/1,000,000,000th of a second. I can't believe they're gone. Remember John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. I believe when that twinkling of an eye moment comes, many will think back to John 3:16. I really hope they do. I don't know what faith you hold to or what God you worship. One thing I do know is we all worship something. Even if you claim science and say you worship no God, you put a lot of faith into it. Whatever you've tried when it comes to this life, your purpose for being here and making sense of it all, I pray you try Jesus. You will thirst no more. The life you will find is full of hope and is everlasting. That's the truth. Listen, if I'm wrong, I've lost nothing. If you're wrong, one day, in the twinkling of an eye, you'll know it. Choose this day to be your day of salvation. I'm Lori Klein.